Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Let me too remind you of the East Abbotville Church of Christ website. This website contains these radio programs that you're listening to like now. They also contain sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. There are numerous Bible articles, Bible subjects that you can do a search and go to exactly the subject matter that you are interested in. You can even study your Bible at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. But there is a Bible correspondence course also offered on the website. And then, too, every 2 weeks, the church emails a bulletin that contains Bible subjects and Bible articles, and on the website, if you wish to receive this bulletin, then you can give us your email address. You will be added to the list and every 2 weeks receive this bulletin. All of this is available and more on www.eastabbotville.org website. You know, when it comes to information about Jesus, the four Gospels of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are our best sources of information because they record eyewitness testimony concerning the things that Jesus did and the things that Jesus taught. But sometimes people often ask whether that this material is substantiated in other documents that are not the Bible. These are non-Christian writings of that day. So that's what we want to look at in our study this morning. Is there references to Jesus in ancient literature outside of the New Testament? Well, really the answer to that is yes. And several documents, in fact, mention Jesus and even other people that associated with Jesus. In fact, there's not really an overwhelming abundance of such references, nor really, when you think about it, should we expect there to be, since people that weren't Christians, they have little reason to write about Jesus. But that fact itself is what makes the information that we do have in ancient Rome and in these ancient Jewish writings, that's what makes them so significant when we find them and read them. Whenever these documents happen to mention Jesus, the material coincides and it harmonizes with the accounts that we have in the New Testament. So in our short time of study today, I want to look at what ancient Roman authors had to say about Jesus. And again, keep in mind that these people are not Christians. It was sometime after the end of the Jewish war with Rome, which history tells us happened at about 73 AD. There was a man named Mara Bar Serapion. He wrote these words about the death of Jesus and the following, very soon to follow, destruction of the Jewish nation. And I quote, "What advantage did the Jews gain from executing their wise king? It was just after that their kingdom was abolished. God justly avenged. The Jews, ruined and driven from their land, live in complete dispersion. End of quote. Now, again, remind ourselves that though Bar Sapion was not a Christian, he had no doubt that Jesus was a righteous teacher in Palestine and that he'd been unjustly slain by the Jewish authorities. I think truly that is significant. And perhaps the most important historian was a man by the name of Tacitus. And in his book called Annals, are a primary source of the knowledge of the history of the Roman Empire during the first century. And it was in around 115 A.D. that Tacitus wrote this about Nero, who was a Roman emperor, who attempted to dodge the rumors that he was the one that was to be blamed for the fire that destroyed, or at least it ravaged, the city of Rome. And I quote, "To scotch the rumor, Nero substituted as culprits and punished with the utmost refinements of cruelty a class of men loathed for their vices, whom the crowd styled Christians. Christ, from whom they got their name, had been executed by sentence of the procurator Pontius Pilate when Tiberius was emperor, and the pernicious superstition was checked for a short time, only to break out afresh, not only in Judea, the home of the plague, but in Rome itself, where all of the horrible and shameful things in the world collect and find a home." End of quote. And this, as I've said, was in his book called Annals, volume 15, page 44. Now, in what I've just read, it's quite evident that Tacitus was not favorable to Christianity, himself not being a Christian, but what he says agrees with the basic outline of the events that we have recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and for that matter, the book of Acts, regarding Jesus' crucifixion and the spread of Christianity, how it spread from Jerusalem to Rome. Another Roman historian living at about the same time was Suetonius. And in his book, his historical book called The Life of Claudius, having reference, of course, to Claudius Caesar, Suetonius speaks of the emperor driving out the Jews that were living in Rome. And interestingly enough, it's the same event that we have mentioned in Acts chapter 18 and verse 2. So before we read what Suetonius had to say, let's look at Acts 18 and read those first two verses. "After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who was recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them." And so here we see that Aquila and Priscilla, whom we are first introduced to in the book of Acts, in the New Testament, we find that they had to flee from Rome. And notice this is exactly what Suetonius says, and I quote from the book Claudius, page 25. "Since the Jews constantly made disturbances at the instigation of Christ, Claudius expelled them from Rome." Now, the spelling here of Christ in this original document was Christus, C-H-R-E-S-T-U-S. And most scholars believe that the reference to Christus is Suetonius' misspelling of the name Christus, which we, of course, in our English language know to be Christ. He seems to have confused the title that was given to Jesus. That was a word that was really unfamiliar as far as Latin was concerned, with some common name, and that common name would have been Christus. But the riots that Suetonius mentions in that which we just quoted probably began as controversies in the Jewish synagogues over the Christians making their claim that Jesus was the Messiah. And so the dispute became so public that the emperor, he was going to solve the situation, and he solved the problem by forcing all Jews to leave the city. In fact, there's another interesting reference to Jesus. It was made by a man named Thelius, and he wrote at about 50 A.D., which still would put him in the first century. And what he did was, again, not being a Christian, he tried to discredit the claim that Christians were making concerning Jesus. In fact, Thelius, in his work, it's no longer available to us or anyone else, but it was available in 221 A.D. to a Julius Africanus. He was a Christian author who cited from Thelius when he responded to the fact that Thelius in his writings denied the miracle of the darkness that occurred over the land when Jesus died upon the cross. Just taking one of the gospel accounts, Matthew, in Matthew chapter 27, says in verse 45, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all of the land until the ninth hour." That would make for a total of 3 hours of darkness. Well, what Thelius tries to do is he tries to say that this was simply an eclipse. What he does is he tries to explain it away as just something of natural origin, nothing whatsoever miraculous about it. And so what we see that Africanus goes on to do is that he points out, and certainly correctly so, that Thelius' naturalistic explanation of the darkness was not right, since solar eclipses can occur only during a new moon. And we know that the event of Jesus' death occurred shortly after the Passover. So the time when Jesus died was at the Passover, and that was celebrated when we go back into the Old Testament to find out when the Passover was to be celebrated. It was to be celebrated in the middle of the month, which would have been at the time of the full moon. So natural speaking, it could not have been an eclipse whatsoever. And of course, we know that eclipses do not last for 3 hours. But in all of this, in all of the things that we've looked at in this historical thing, these statements that we've seen from ancient people that weren't Christians harmonizes with what the New Testament says about Jesus. And they stand up for the fact that the material in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is exactly what it claims to be. These were eyewitness accounts of the things that we have recorded. So yes, friends, there is evidence of Jesus' existence outside of the Bible. And that may be a good thing to help us to show some people that are completely devoid of any knowledge of Christ and think that the only knowledge that we have of him is only in the scriptures. And of course, they do not even believe the scriptures to be inspired. But there is historical accounts that there existed a man by the name of Jesus. And then we see what we see and revealed in the New Testament. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.